Minnesota Democrats Cheered, Funded Transgenderism Before Mass Shooting. By Neil Monroe on August 28, 2025. Minnesota Democrats have aggressively championed transgender advocacy, but are now running away from their role in promoting the alienated young man's lifestyle that led to him shooting Catholic school kids. In a twisted handwritten journal he shared on YouTube before the massacre, Westman groaned about his long hair and his decision to transition to his claimed transgender status, the New York Post reported on August 28. The paper added, "I only keep the long hair because it is pretty much my last shred of being trans. I am tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself," he wrote, according to a translation by the Post. "I can't cut my hair now as it would be an embarrassing defeat," he wrote. "I can't really put my finger on a specific purpose for the killing," the shooter admitted in his diary, according to the New York Post. "It definitely won't be for racism or white supremacy." The writings suggest that the 23-year-old shooter never formed a stable personality amid the cheerleading by Democrats and their nonprofits, and also by his family, for civic diversity and transgenderism. Transgender activists say the government must help youths change their legal sex definition via the invented concept of gender identity. The ideology also demands that the government impose those individuals' narcissistic choices on everyone else in their community, despite Americans knowing it is impossible to change biological sex. In his video before the attack, the gunman pushed a chaotic jumble of justifications for shooting the children, including espousing anti-Semitism, support for transgenderism, and hate for President Donald Trump. So the Democrats' contribution, their political and cultural advocacy for the destabilizing experiment of teenage transgenderism, is impossible to hide. The state legislature and Governor Tim Walz deliberately blurred the obvious distinction between the two sexes when he ordered tampons placed in boys' bathrooms. That boundary-breaking act in 2023 earned him the nickname Tampon Tim from President Donald Trump in 2024. In 2024, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan spoke with Walz while wearing a t-shirt that displayed a knife alongside the slogan, "Protect Trans Kids." The state's elite encouraged teenagers to physically modify their minds and bodies with irreversible, health-damaging surgeries, hormones, and cross-dressing. A transgender rights fact sheet issued in June by the state's attorney general listed how the state enforces and supports the transgender demand to be treated as if they were members of the opposite sex. It describes how psychiatrists and psychologists are barred from contesting teenagers' claims about their so-called gender, prohibiting mental health professionals from engaging in conversion therapy with clients under 18 years old. The state's Democratic legislators also funded a plethora of pro-transgender groups in schools and communities. In May, a pro-transgender group boasted, "The Minnesota legislature voted to appropriate $1 million to fund foundations so it can fund training and education for medical professionals so they can engage in gender-affirming care and support trans and gender-expansive services throughout Minnesota." Minnesota became a trans refuge state in 2023. "And this investment is a continuation of our state's commitment to trans lives," the group added. But Democrats have been ducking and dodging since their trans kid gunman shot up school kids. "There shouldn't be words for these types of incidents because they shouldn't happen," Walz declared as he described the attack as the horror that happened. The police chief desperately downplayed the gunman's transgender identity, saying they had detected no motive. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey insisted any examination of the gunman's transgender identity amounts to hate. "Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity," Frey said. "We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today." In contrast, centrist conservatives spotlighted the destabilizing civic and personal chaos promoted by state-backed advocacy for teenage transgenderism. "We should now put to rest the libertarian delusion that transgenderism is a matter of personal choice, or live and let live," said Christopher Rufo. "It's an ideology that has done grave damage to millions of Americans, and has unleashed a nihilistic wave of violence on our society. Enough." The reason that suicides and murders by trans-identified youth will become increasingly common is that anyone can identify into a trans identity and all troubled and disturbed, as well as merely quirky or benignly misfit. Young people are being encouraged and incentivized to do, tweeted Wesley Ying. The state's tolerance for drug use also played a role in motivating the gunman. This person hated life, said Mematic Sisyphus on X. Not just his life, but life itself as a concept. He found no meaning in anything. So he scribbled offensive memes all over his gear from across the spectrum. From ridiculous meaningless ones like the Loss meme, to Russian links to Rickrolling, to messages against political figures, praising other mass shooters, weird Nazi cults, and trans heroes. It's all meaningless. He wanted to spread his misery as far as possible. Cross-sex hormones combined with mental illness is a seriously deadly combo, noted Gays Against Groomers, which opposes transgenderism.